From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the government gives up the search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. First, the lead. The Supreme Court today says a key part of the way federal courts set criminal prison sentences is unconstitutional. In a 5-4 ruling, the court tried to restore order to the federal court system, which has been in turmoil since last year. That's when the justices invalidated a Washington state sentencing guideline, but neglected to say whether the ruling applied to federal courts. There are many details, much confusion, and we are so pleased to welcome Slate and Day to Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, what does the Supreme Court say is wrong with the way federal judges are handing down sentences?
Well, Alex, they're using the same exact logic and the same 5-4 lineup they used to strike down the Washington state guidelines last year in that very, very, very contentious decision, Blakely. Essentially, what they're saying is, look, these guidelines violate your Sixth Amendment right to have a jury trial because they allow judges as opposed to juries to increase your sentences. What the current guidelines were doing were allowing judges to ratchet up sentences very, very substantially based on facts like whether or not the defendant was carrying a gun or the amount of drugs at issues, facts that were never found by a jury but were found by the judges themselves. The court says absolutely can't do that anymore.
So does this invalidate all federal sentencing guidelines or just some of them?
Well, it was a very, very strange decision because unlike the Washington state decision where they cavalierly said unconstitutional, invalid, the court didn't go so far as to say all of the federal guidelines are invalid. What they did was they crafted this sort of strange hybrid set of opinions. One opinion by Justice John Paul Stevens that said guidelines are in fact unconstitutional. A second opinion by Justice Stephen Breyer saying, well, yes, they're unconstitutional, but they're still advisory. We want federal judges to look at the guidelines, to really think about them, to try to stay in the spirit of guidelines when sentencing. And so they sort of said that the guidelines are unconstitutional, but judges, to the extent you can keep using them constitutionally, please do so.
Okay, now the court had put this on a fast track. They heard emergency arguments on this case on the first day of their term last October. So this is a really urgent case, yes?
Absolutely. I mean, we need to think about the fact that over 60,000 people are sentenced under the federal guidelines every year. And since that decision in Blakely last June, we were in the very, very strange position of having to hold our breaths. We knew a set of guidelines from Washington State were unconstitutional. We knew they were virtually identical to the federal guidelines, and yet the federal guidelines hadn't been struck down. And so judges around the country felt like their hands were completely tied. There's been a terrific backlog. This needed to be resolved to give judges some guidance as to how to move forward.
Dahlia, I have to ask if this settles this question once and for all. After all, one would think that a basic argument about the Sixth Amendment, this would have occurred to people years ago, and we would have gotten through this already.
Well, certainly it settles the question insofar as we now know that the majority of the court says the guidelines as applied are unconstitutional. What it doesn't settle is what we're going to do with a whole bunch of former sentences. It doesn't exactly settle, although Justice Stevens tried to settle questions about what happens to prisoners who've been sentenced under the old system. But what it does is give judges a roadmap on how to move forward. And perhaps more importantly, Alex, it tells Congress explicitly, look, if you want to craft some constitutional guidelines, we'd love to hear them. Get to work, Congress. And that may actually settle things in the future more than anything else.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate and covers legal affairs for Day to Day. Thank you, Dahlia.
Always a pleasure, Alex.